This show is brought to you by such patrons as Electro Pirate, Dharma Wheelies, Turbo the High Level Squirrel, Big Boy Farts 666, Jesus Penis, Despicable Dogs, Benjamin, It's Leon Motherfucker, Parkman, Phone Losers of America, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Anonymous, Gordo, and Crispy808. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. Find out more about the show at immoralhole.com. You can find our show archives at travelswithmiriam.com. You can help contribute to the show by visiting immoralhole.com/show/contribute or patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can find us on YouTube at youtube.com/@travelswithmiriam.
Hello? Hi, I'm here on holiday. I was wondering about the barnacle policy.
Hello?
Yeah, barnacles. I got my hands on some barnacles. I went out here in the ocean in a boat, and I'm coming back. And I was wondering if I could bring the barnacles back to my room.
Hey, sailing ashore, old Barnacle Bill, he's gonna get yours.
Good evening, this is Vox Pendevi. How can I help you?
Yes, hello, I'm out here. I've got barnacles on me. And I'm wondering if it's alright if I come into the room with my barnacle collection.
On podium, you're fully booked, sir.
Yes, I have a room. Is it just, do you have a barnacle policy? It's alright if I saute them in milk and insert myself lengthwise into their openings.
Sorry?
Yes, can I use the barnacle as my love toy?
No.
You have a barnacle policy then?
Yeah, unfortunately we are completely closed at the moment.
Yes, so. I have a room.
Yeah, you can have the room, but you're not going to have...
There's a man here. There's a man here, and he's got a pillow.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, fool? Hey, you're not going to let my fool get a room or what?
Who am I talking to?
This is Hector, fool. I'm this fool's husband. What's up? I'm from...
Fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're not doing a single day in a row.
Hello?
Black Lion Hotel, can I help you?
Yes, hello. I've got me a basket full of barnacles from the ocean here. I was wondering if it would be alright if I brought it to my room and fornicated with it.
Black Lion Hotel, can I help you?
Hi, my name is Senor Guantanamera, and I wanted to ask about the barnacles.
What are you on about?
My name is Senor Guantanamera, and I want to know about the barnacles.
It's 3:30 in the morning.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah, get your barnacles.
It's 10 p.m. at night. Hello?
Fuck off.
Yeah. Fuck no, off. I love you. The tab open.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Do I have permission to fornicate in the lobby?
Sorry?
Hello, can I, hello, Van Jones, can I fornicate in the lobby, please?
You what?
Yes, hello?
Can I fornicate in your mother in the lobby?
My grandson has a lot of questions, doesn't he? Is it all right if I come over there with my wife and fornicate in the lobby?
Oh my god.
Day at Galveston Beach Resort. Can you please hold?
No.
How long do I have to hold? How long do I have to hold? Because we can't hold that long.
I'm not sure.
My wife.
I'm not sure I can call you back.
No. It'll take like 2 minutes. Can you just...
Well, I have another call ahead of you. And then I have a guest in front of me.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well, can you hold on 1 second?
I can just call you back.
Can you hold
sir.
On for me, please?
I
no,
can't.
No,
sir.
Bappy,
have...
come here. Bappy. Bappy.
Oh!
So basically, all I need you to do is just say, like, in like a
Thank
really
you for
low
calling
voice. Just say,
Greece
agree
by
with me.
Marriott. This is Giovanni. How may I help you?
Giovanni.
Yes, hi.
Hey, me and my wife, we need a room, bro. We need one ASAP. We need a room ASAP, bro. We're in the car.
We need
All right, sorry. No problem. Hang on, guys. We'll transfer you to reservation up there. Geez. Hang on.
Bappy, huh? Bappy, we need a room, huh?
We need a room. We need a fucking room.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right. Hey, bro, we need a room quick, dude. It's getting way too fucking hot in the car, dude.
We need a room. We need a room.
Shit.
We need a room.
Hi, you've reached reservation services for Town Place Park.
Front desk.
Harbor Inn, how can I help you?
Hi, hey, we need a room ASAP, me and Bappy. We need a room.
We need a room.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, who is this?
The cars. This is, my name's Hector Ramirez, and me and Bappy, we need a room ASAP. We're in the car, and there's no AC, and it's just way too cramped, so we need a room ASAP. Yeah, we need a fucking room ASAP.
All right, our queens are 90 plus tax.
Oh, that's perfect. Hey, Bappy, we can split it 45-45, right?
We don't take cash at the moment. We only do card. Is that okay?
Bappy, you got Cash App? You can send it to me or Venmo, and I'll pay the whole thing.
I can Venmo.
Oh, fuck. Here, lay down. Lay down real quick.
Lay down.
Yeah. Does that feel good?
Oh, God.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, here. You like that?
Do the release. You don't drop it. You know, you do have to do it slowly. So that's part of the exercise, is putting it down, not dropping
motels,
it.
This is Kurt.
So.
Hey,
yes.
Yo,
me and my brother here.
I'm in a room that I can park my car in.
I'm sorry. Hello?
You know, hey, I need a room I can park my Tesla in. Okay, I don't want to leave it outside of all of the people touching it. I need a room to park my car because my grandma needs to sleep in it. I don't want her to sleep outside.
Touch it.
There's some other media. There's some media going on. Do you have a reservation?
No, it's not. Hey, sir, you're tripping balls, dude. I just need a room to park my Tesla in.
Flaps.
Miriam, if you're looking for a room and you don't have a reservation, we're sold out.
Pulls them around. His
sorry,
chin.
That's bull. Hey, I'll pay you $200 over what you charge him, dude. I just need a room to put my car in.
Oh, shaggy.
I can't. He's like, it's nothing but media. It's interference. I'll be back to the wine. It doesn't have interference.
Tell him you had trouble, you had interference
yeah,
on your
yeah,
line
yeah,
and started
it,
over.
It.
We'll start the whole thing over.
Hey, man, what's going on? Sorry about that. I'm calling you from a different phone number. or different phone. Sorry, I swapped my SIM card over real quick.
Can you?
So I need a room to fit my Tesla in. Is there a room that can fit a car?
No, we don't have any rooms like that. We're sold out anyway.
Maybe if I just take the door down and put it back up. You know, I'm a construction worker, so I mean, like.
Miriam. Miriam.
Fives on each plate, plus the bar.
Keep ripping the set.
Hello? Hey, what's going on? Hey, is it? Hey, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can help you.
Hey, is it cool? Hey, is it cool if me and my grandma fornicate in the room? Hey, Miriam, come here.
Hey.
Miriam, hey, can you talk? Miriam, can you tell him what you want to do?
Hey.
I bet kids call better with lines than that.
Help! He's got me out a locket key.
Help! Hey, Miriam.
It's in their system, so.
They take the poo-poo.
Good evening. This is Westward Inn Hotel. Hello. Westward Inn Hotel.
Yes. Me and my wife, we need a room.
For what night?
Tonight. We need one ASAP. It's because the car doesn't have enough room, and the AC just went out.
Okay, hold on. Let's see what I have.
Miriam.
Yes. My oxygen is out. You used up all my oxygen.
You like that, Miriam?
Okay, let's see what I have. Hold on.
Okay,
I only have.
I'm gonna do something real fast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Miriam, yes.
It's all going dark. Oxygen.
Hello? Sir?
Oh, turn on the light.
Sir, this car is too small. We need a bigger room with a bed.
Yes, my name is Tom Bodat. I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and turn on the light for them.
Thank you for calling Wells Happy This is Brittany. How may I help you?
Hi. Hey, Brittany. This is Dwight. I'm down here in the parking lot. I run a school for student drivers. And we're trying to do some maneuvers, and I'm trying to teach them how to parallel park and back into a space. Could you move a couple of these cars? Because I don't want them to hit anymore.
Wells Head Beach Resort?
Yeah, if you can have them come down and move a few of these cars, because they look fairly new and expensive, and I don't want them to hit any more of them.
Oops.
You want to go that way, you got to turn to the left while you're in reverse.
You said it was like a boat. If I want to go one way, I turn the other way.
Free Britney Spears. Free Britney.
Yeah, because that made sense to do. Thank you.
Thank you for calling Sure Stay. How can I help you?
Hi. Hey, me and Bappy need a room. Me and Bappy need a room right now.
You and who?
We need a room right now.
I'm Bappy.
Can you hear me? Listen, lady, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Then what's your problem?
You're more than welcome to come in, and I have, like, one room left.
Bappy.
Oh, yeah?
Bappy, it's okay, baby. Just relax. Just sit back down.
I get wound up, and I get all full of piss and vinegar and beans.
No, baby. It's all right, Bappy. Just sit down.
You only get one room.
Hey, mommy, can we sit down?
Just lay down real quick. Bappy,
okay,
here, take the phone.
Okay.
I'm going to do something real quick. Take the phone and talk
right.
to her, okay?
Okay, I'm taking the phone.
Okay, so I have... Gold Beach Inn, how can I help you?
Hello, my name is Señor Guantanamera.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah, I want to ask
hello?
You about the barnacles. The barnacles, hello.
Hi, yeah, we're a hotel. We don't really know anything about barnacles.
Oh, I was in the beach and the barnacles, they attached to my ass and legs and I need help to get them off.
I wouldn't know how to do that, sir. I'm sorry.
You have Caesars at the front desk? You have Caesar?
Yeah, we have scissors.
Okay, if I come down, will you cut the barnacles off my ass and legs?
No, I would not do that, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. It's a full service, no?
No.
No. Okay, well, I tried to talk to the barnacle. Hold on. Barnacle. Hey, you want to get...
The Wildflower Inn, how may I help you?
Hello.
Hey, who told you to open your mouth? Hey, you, I address you when I'm talking to you. You understand me? Alright.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me or the blow up doll?
Sir, baby.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hi,
hey,
how may I help you?
I need a bigger room.
Open your pussy.
I need a bigger room.
Room for like 10 minutes.
Excuse me?
I need like a room. I need a bigger room.
Are you a current guest of ours?
No shit, Sherlock. I got this guy named DTB in here. His friend Bappy.
Hey, John.
And they're like doing these weird things in here. I need like a bigger room.
John, there's a leak in the doll. You have some scotch tape?
Yeah, I do have some scotch tape.
Can I fuck your pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be helping.
We're helping. Yeah, we're helping.
We're
ringing Rumble phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, yeah, we're helping. Did you know we're helping?
What do you want?
Yeah, we're helping.
Hello?
Hello?
Did you know that?
Hi, can
we're
I
helping
you?
Right now. We're helping.
Yeah,
right now.
What's your name is?
What's that? Oh, David Lodge.
What's your name? What's your name? Oh, the Gator Lodge?
Yeah, middle yeah. leg, or we call it a kickstand, but
yeah.
not a leg muscle.
Sunset Lodging, can I help you?
No, you can't.
Hi.
Actually, no, you can't.
I forgot my massage gun at home. Do you have any massage guns at the front desk? Oh.
Stupid.
I said, no, you can't. I'm sorry.
Oh, when you pick up and like six different people are talking at the same time, yeah.
Ass weights on my arms.
That's that lodging.
Hey, what's up, bro? I have a question.
You better shut up.
I think the order
is going the way you want it. If you're looking for a room,
hey,
it's
boy.
One thing. If you're calling
hey,
give me a bad time,
hey,
it's
boy.
Not a good thing.
No, this is crazy, boy.
It's not a bad time. I just have a quick
hey,
question, bro.
Uh-huh.
We shut up.
Then everybody in the background
question.
Needs to stop.
Thank
you. I'm
we'll
talking to you.
First.
Ignore
I don't,
them.
Please
ignore
shut
them
up.
Like
please
I do.
Shut up.
I don't need those guys in the background.
Please shut up.
I'll pop.
I know. I got it.
Well,
please shut up first. Please shut up.
I need to I hear
just,
the person who's in charge of you guys. That's the person
okay.
I need to talk
no,
to.
I'm letting him speak
now.
If you
would
just please shut up.
Here, I've muted that line. Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, a lot better now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm trying to make a room booking. My family is inebriated in various different ways. They joined one of the programs here, you know, on the street where they give everything away for free. Well, they took everything all at once. So I got to find a room to put them in. I'm the only sober one out of the whole bunch.
Unfortunately, if they're intoxicated as what they are, we're not
yeah,
going to
yeah,
rent
yeah.
a room.
Oh, no,
it's
they're
not
renting
not
the room. I'm renting the room.
Yeah,
no, I'm not putting them in one of our rooms.
Give me a light.
Well, I don't know.
Sounds like you're
going to
have
a
problem.
Hold on. Let me sort this. Calm down. Okay, so right, they're not inebriated. They've been weighed and tackled by the state so far. So they've got trackers on them. They can't be doing anything. It's just they're in their current state.
I'm not going to rent any rooms for you. It's right down to that.
Right. So they're not with me.
I can understand where you're
they're
going
no
there.
With me.
But by the sounds
if it's
of
just
it,
me,
can I get one
room for myself?
No, sir, because by the time you do that, you're going to end up bringing all those people in. And we are not going to have that happen here.
I'm sending them down the street. I'm sending all these crazy people down.
I've heard this situation before. We have no room for you.
So it sounds like you're using your past situation to use your prejudice against.
No, sir, it's your time.
Tell the people in the background to shut the fuck up.
Mindy,
yeah,
he did. Hi, I'm calling. I don't hear that, but I've been hearing voices in my line the whole night, trying to make a room booking. But everywhere I call, there's like 50 people talking, and I don't know what it is.
Exactly. Yeah, it feels like I have a whole bunch of, like you have a party with him.
He's fucking lying and shit.
Mindy, don't listen to him. He's lying.
Good time.
Is it a party line?
No, I'm
in my car.
I don't understand.
You love all you kids.
Bless your
heart.
Hey, bro, I have a question.
Hello?
Bro.
Can you please
There's like 50 people on the phone right now, and they won't answer my question. Can you tell me?
Say that again?
There's like 50 people on my phone line, and I think our lines are crossed, but I have to ask you a question because they won't.
I just found out I can't have children.
I'm looking
you can't.
Songs. It was a good deal.
Hello.
Hi. I'm a post-op trans woman. I just want someone to fuck my new pussy plate.
Captain Jones, how may I help you?
Are you happy you speak like that?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to learn how to speak properly? I'm a speech pathologist, and I can make your lisp go away.
Yeah, okay. You heard him.
Yeah, I can do it. And I'll do it for free.
Steven.
That's all, folks.
Now,
hey, Kat, come meet me in Discord real quick. I gotta show you something real quick.
Hi, my name is Senor Guantanamera. I want to make a room booking, you know?
Yeah, we want to come in there and fuck around and do shit, eh?
They're just trying to be our friends because we made them.
Hi, we need a room. Me and my friend, Big Fat Milkman, we need a
Gloria, this is Blanca. May I help you?
You're going to fucking help me and my friend Milkman. You're not going to hang up again.
Hello, okay, baby. We just want to make a room request.
Listen to me, okay? We need a fucking room ASAP. Listen to me.
Give this up, salmon.
I'm covered in spawn. Help me. I'm covered in spawn.
Hi,
I'm covered in barnacles and spawn from the salmon. I was wondering if you'll be all right if I come over there and scrape the barnacles off of my feet in the bathroom.
Yeah, let's try not to do that.
Well, all right. Can I fornicate with the barnacles in the room?
If that's what you choose to do.
All right, I finally got permission.
How can I help you?
Well, let me put my kids on.
Hey, Daddy, this barnacle's kind of cute. I even put a wig on it for you.
Hey, Daddy, ask her if she'll join us.
Can I
help this barnacle's name? This barnacle, she's got a blonde wig on. Her name is Sheila.
Oh, shucks. You done rub the hair right off that barnacle. Don't rub it so much, Ted.
I'm sorry.
Oh, fuck.
I can't afford Barbies, so I make barnacle Barbies.
Okay.
You're stroking the neck on that one. Yeah, tear him away. Stroking the neck on that barnacle. You, God damn.
Oh, fuck.
Clap that ass. It's got a face like a donkey. I swear.
Is there anything that I can help you with?
Yes, baby. I'm going to slap that ass because you got a face like a donkey. Come here.
Is there anything else?
Man, turn around. Yeah, he's going to turn around for me. This is my boy, baby. Turn around. Okay.
In the Barbie movie, something happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see the Barbie movie?
Me now. Is there anything I can help you with? It's really boring.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're boring. You why don't you turn around, movie? Bend over, and shove your finger up your ass, and then it'll be boring.
We
bitch.
Want you to
how
laugh,
that?
Too.
Can we discuss this?
She's not bored anymore.
Well.
You what?
Hello?
My husband? Motherfucker,
hello?
Fuck you. You got a degree? I got a degree. Hello?
How can I help you? Thank you for calling Endless Romance. Huh?
Endless Romance?
Yeah.
That's what my girlfriend wants, but I'm unable to provide it.
Ooh, sorry.
What do you mean sorry?
I'm calling you for help. How can I help you?
Well, can you provide it? Like, how do you do that?
Well, it depends what you're not giving her enough for. I don't know. What you need?
No, literally, like endless romance, like nonstop intercourse for 24 hours.
Oh, well, you need something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got pills and stuff, but who knows?
Oh.
There you go.
Can you come demonstrate on her, and then I can learn?
Oh, no, I'm gay. I don't like women.
Oh.
But you know what? There's a lot of other men that can do it.
Wait,
so, I gotta go.
Hello?
Hi, yes, this is Hustler on Sunset.
Hi, are you open?
We are, yes.
Oh, great. Listen, I wanted to find out. My boyfriend and I heard about this wonderful new toy. It's called the Barnacle Pill. And we're just wanting to find out. Do you have it in stock? Tell him about it, honey. Hello?
Is she gone?
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Yes, hello, can you give me a call back? I need you to give me a call to this number right away. I've lost my mobile number, and I just have this one that my grandson left when he left for university in the United States. Now, if you could please give me a call right away at this number, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Riverhouse Inn.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi there.
How can I help you?
How are you?
Hey, how can I help you?
I wanted to. Oh, great. Yeah, I want to know if you have bike parking there.
Not specifically. No, we don't.
If I lock my bike up outside your establishment, will hooligans steal it?
I wouldn't trust it. No, I wouldn't. I would not necessarily leave a bike out like that. No, we do have somebody here 24 hours, but they also have to do maintenance and laundry and stuff. So they're not like sitting there watching. I honestly wouldn't tempt somebody with that because there's not much that's stolen, but a bike has been stolen from our other property. So I wouldn't want to be safe if it wasn't. So.
Mm.
Yeah, my bike looks like Pee Wee Herman's
granted,
bike.
They went out of their way and put a lot of effort to it, but yeah, I don't want you to, you know.
Oh.
Especially if it's a very nice bike, I wouldn't want necessarily tempt fate with it. You're always welcome to bring it in your room, but I don't know if that's something that you'd want to do, so.
Yeah, I'll bring it in.
Yeah, well, that's it's, not a problem at all, so.
Oh, yeah. But there's a problem.
Okay. Which is?
Yeah. My bike is, it's a tandem. And to get it around, I'm going to need you to ride on it with me. All silly, crazy.
Yeah,
like.
I think you're just full of shit, okay?
Oregon.
Hi.
Old Town Inn. My name is Eric. How can I help you?
Hi. I got an issue with the oar in my room. Someone left a big oar in the room. I it's not mine. I don't row boats.
I'm sorry. What room are you calling from?
205. Someone left me an oar here. Like, I don't know how they even got in here, because the room was locked, and I had the only, you know, the key. So unless it's someone on the staff that opened my door and left a big oar in here.
What is your name?
I want the Oregon. Jones. I want the Oregon.
Well, let me gather some information here. I don't know what
room
you're calling from.
Yeah. Well, I said 205.
What is that? What's the name that you used to check in with?
Well, I was brought here by the Church of the Machine. I don't know who that was under. They gave me a pamphlet and it said just call this number if you have any trouble. I have a little trouble because there's a giant oar in here.
All right, can you go outside your front door and tell me about what room number you are in?
Well, here's the one little problem here. I'm blind. Does it have the braille on it so I can read it?
Then, can I have you step outside for me?
Well, that's the other problem. I don't have my cane. Someone took that when I was gone. I was here with a carer earlier. And my walker is also missing, and I can't walk over. I could crawl. You want me to crawl?
Just hold on one moment.
All right. But can I get this Oregon?
What hotel are you staying at? Hello?
Sorry, what did you ask? I'm sorry.
What hotel are you staying at?
The Old Town.
All right. Then I need you to tell me what room number you were checked into.
Well, as far as I know, it was 215, but that could be wrong because I was placed somewhere else. Early in the day, and they moved me over here, and later on turned night here.
Well, we don't have a room 215, and the room 125, I just checked into somebody else. There was nobody in that room prior.
Don't talk to me about 125.
So I don't.
I've got a problem with that person.
All right. Well, I don't know.
They were sniffing me.
Who you're calling from, I don't know what room you're calling from or what you
hey, let me put my son on the phone, because he knows more.
Hey, how's it going, sir? How's it going? Hey, listen, someone
what
came in our room
problem?
And stole a bunch of stuff. Well, me and my grandpa, you see, me and my grandpa are here, I don't know why he called me his son, I mean his grandson. You see, he's a little old and demented. But listen, we came in the room and all his stuff was missing. And I'm taking him on a trip, you know, because on the blind camp, I'm taking him to blind camp here in
Okay, I need you to stop for a second. What room number are you in?
I already told you what room we're in.
We don't have a 215.
You sure? He said 215.
Don't say 225. Don't let him know.
Yeah, we're definitely in 215.
Well, then I need you to figure out what hotel you are in and call that hotel because you are not.
We're in the right hotel. We saw you walking in on your shift and we were checking in. See, we've been here for a couple. We went out to the International House of Pancakes to eat for like a couple
I'm
hours.
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Stuff is missing.
Singapore
Thank you for
like
calling the Landmark Inn. How may I help you? Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi. What can I do for you?
How you doing? Wow. I mean, what is it? What? Tell me what you can't do for me, and we'll go from there.
Are you looking for a room tonight?
I'm looking for a room. Let me hang on. Let me get my PDA out. When am I looking for the room? It's Blackberries. Rock. Let's see here. I'm looking for, the 13th. That would be a Friday.
The 13th is a Wednesday. The 15th is a Friday.
Oh.
I'm sold out.
Oh, no, of October.
Oh, October. Okay. All right, one second.
Yeah. Did you know if the first is on a Sunday, we'll have a Friday the 13th?
That is pretty cool.
That's true. Yeah, it's true. That's a true story. I learned that playing Trivia Murder Party on the Jackbox games. It's one thing
cool.
that I retained.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, October the Friday the 13th, huh? I do have availability.
Yeah.
How many people are you looking to accommodate?
Just myself, because I've got some plans.
Okay. So I have a downstairs living room king where you have a king bed, your bathroom, and a separate living room with forest views for $184 plus tax.
Okay.
Available.
Because that's actually the day that morning. I'm assuming that I'm going to be acquitted of the charges, but that's when the final judgment's going to come down. So I got to be in town.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to make me come into town. I'm going to have to stay over. I'm going to have to stay over the night. What time can I check in on the 13th? I guess that's my question. Maybe I need to come in on the 12th.
Check-in's at 3, but we could do like an early check-in probably around like 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to come in on the 12th then. Because court starts at 9:30. I'm gonna have to shower. I'm gonna have to shave. I'm gonna have to look presentable because there's probably gonna be a lot of cameras following me around. Because, like I said, it was a whole big thing. I don't know if you heard or saw the news down there when I was initially arrested and brought up on charges, and then they went ahead and they set up the whole trial and everything. I had some of my people. Get to one of the jurors, so we're pretty much, it's in the bag.
Hi, you've reached the Ocean Breeze Motel here just south of Florence, Oregon.
Hey, Daryl, yeah. Hey, hi. Oh my God, hello? Oh, we got an emergency in here. This guy, he's fucking crazy. Bam! Hello? Oh my, man.
Steve, the cats got loose. The cats got loose in the room.
Oh, yeah. Ma'am, the cats are in the wall. We're trying to break through. Hello, ma'am?
Steve, I can't lose Fluffy. Please break open
right.
the wall.
Ma'am, we're trying to get into the wall. Ma'am?
Steve,
oh, that's the wrong hall. No.
You're getting drywall dust everywhere. Oh, there he is. Oh, you went all the way to the outside. I can hear the ocean and the birds. Oh, no, there's a barnacle on my face.
Oh, no, that's my wife.
Oh. She's pretty forward, isn't she?
Yeah. That's her starfish.
Hello.
Hi, this is the office.
Excuse me?
This is the office. Did you just call?
Who are you?
This is Pamela at Ocean Breeze.
What?
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Hi, urchins. Urchins. I've got urchins in the room.
What was
they're
that?
They're little spiny creatures. There are urchins in the room. They're coming into the room from the ocean.
Where are you calling from?
My room.
What room are you in?
Ted, is this yes. where we're going to set the aquarium up at? Where do you want the urchins?
Steve, I was thinking we could put the aquarium in the bathtub for now.
Roger that.
I think you have the wrong number.
No, we're in the hotel room, and we're building an aquarium filled with various sea creatures that we find.
What hotel are you at?
Steve, do you remember the name of this dive that we're in?
I don't know. It was the cheapest fucking one on Expedia.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was something like Barnacle Bill's Motel.
Yeah, this is Silver Sands. Nope.
Oh. I thought this was Barnacle Bill's.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
All right, you have a good night.
Well,
Ted, you still got that bitch on the phone?
She's still here.
Ask her why it smells like smoke and vagina in here.
Steve would like to know why it smells like a biker bar in here.
Probably because you're at some barnacle place.
Barnacle place?
A good night.
No, I want to know what that means.
Hello, drift in.
Hi.
Hello, hi.
Hey, how are you? I'm here with, I'm with a traveling polka band. We're moving from Chicago to over there.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're looking for accommodations, but we're going to be awfully loud in the room because we're a bunch of loud beer-drinking polka guys.
What time are you thinking? What date?
I think we're going to be there like by 3 a.m. tonight.
Oh, we don't have any rooms vacant for several days. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yep, nothing. I'm sorry.
Really. Hey, Steve, can you ask John Candy what to do about the situation?
Yeah, hang on a second. Let me get this Ouija board out.
Yeah, please summon John Candy's soul and ask him what to do next.
Yeah,
fat fuck in the beyond. I just said fat fuck in beyond and Chris Farley's on here.
You gotta be more specific.
You might try the Adobe Resort. They're larger, they
Adobe.
Might have something.
Wait a second. Ma'am, you sound a little thick in the neck. What do you look like?
Goodbye.
Adobe.
Thank you for calling the Adobe.
Show this bitch how we do things downtown.
Oh, hello.
What about an iguana?
Holiday Inn Express. How can I help you?
I have to take a shit. Do you guys have an extra room?
Hello.
What's up, baby? You heard me?
Wallport Inn, this is Terry.
Terry, it's went... Oh, okay. Things went terribly wrong in my room.
What?
What room are you in?
I was trying to do, oh my God, I was trying to do an art installation in here because I'm an artist, and it looks nothing like it was in my mind's eye.
Wait, what room are you in?
I'm in 215.
You're calling the wrong hotel.
Yeah, 115?
We don't have anybody in 115.
No, that's where I'm at. The door was open.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm not a guest here. Like I said, the door was open.
Okay, I'll have somebody go up there right now.
Up, but it's 115. It's not, what do you mean up? It's up.
I'll have somebody go over to the room right now. Now.
Okay, but you tell them you're going to need paint and they're going to need some spackle.
I don't want to do sexual calls.
I am baddie.
Thank you for calling the NNIB. This is Selena. How may I assist you?
Elena, she keeps kissing me. She keeps kissing me.
I like when you call me she.
Here, I got the CTV. Hold on.
Do you have the gay sex?
Thank you for calling the NNIB. This is Siri. How can I assist you?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how's it going? Hey, I'm on my way with my partner Josh.
Hello, your line is on breakup.
Hey, can you hear me? There's a lot of, I can't turn the radio down. I don't know how to turn the radio down. How do you turn this radio down to this Corolla? Hey, listen, we're trying to, can you give us directions? We're on the interstate right now.
You are coming here, right?
Choke me, Donald.
Yeah, I need directions. I'm driving from the airport.
From the airport? We didn't
choke
have the airport.
Yeah, oh, wait, is that a semi-truck? Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
I cannot hear. Hello? I cannot hear you. Shoot.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for calling the NNIB.
Hi, lady, are you the mom?
Thank you for calling Best Western Agate Beach. This is Beth. How may I help you?
Hey, Hey, me and my Joshua, we're driving down the highway trying to get here from the airport. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey, can we get directions? I don't know how to figure out the navigation of this Camry. Can you, give us directions to the hotel?
And I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
Where are you at?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit!
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Watch out!
All right, where are you guys located at?
He's sucking my dick right now.
Choke me, Donald Trump.
Store is after hours.
I need a pillow.
What?
I need a pillow in my room.
I'm sorry, I don't know who this is.
Hello?
Don't know who this is.
Hector. This is Hector Ramirez. Hey, give me a kiss there, Hector. And how about a kiss?
And that's my husband.
Yeah. Hi there.
He bit,
He took a bite of the pillow, and now we need a new one because it's missing a piece. Hairball cotton left a throw. A hairball remover there, sweetie. Milkman, I'll give
someone take it.
Hilton Garden and Corvus. May I help you?
Hi. I really need help. I'm very ill, and somebody disconnected the tube from my room.
In your room? What room are you in?
The one with the tube going out of it. There's still a little left, but they disconnected the bulk of it. Yes.
What's your last name?
There's just a little tube left. I'm sorry.
What's your last name?
I was deceptive before. My name is Elliot. Elliot Little Tube.
And you're staying at the hotel right now?
I am. My sister Gertie will be home soon. I'm worried that she'll be scared.
Okay, what's the last name that's on the room?
Little Tube.
Can you spell that for me?
LITTLETUBE.
I don't have anyone with that name at this hotel.
Might be under my father's name. It's Massive Tube.
His last name is just Tube?
No, Massive Tube.
I don't have anything under that either. I think you have the wrong number.
Here, talk to my brother.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, what's the deal with this tube? There's like this corrugated plastic tube that's attached to our front door.
What, do you know what room number you're in? I'm not finding the room on with the last name.
I just came to visit my brother. Like, I did not look at the room number before I came in, and now there's a tube where our door should be. So I don't even know how to get that. Is it on the phone?
What's the last name that's on the room?
It's either under Little Tube. Did your Little Tube is our last name? Our father's name is Massive Tube.
Could you spell that last name for me?
Yes, it's MASSIVETUBE.
Yeah, I don't have anyone staying under that last name.
Dad, who did you book the room under? Dad.
I booked it under your mother's boyfriend.
Can I come in, guys, or no?
That's him. That's him.
Who is that?
That's the gay that your mother's with now.
Hey, who's your mom?
What do we need?
Bueno.
Hello?
Oh. Bueno, it's okay. Me and my friend, we come in the room.
Yeah.
What? Come in. We want to come right now. We want to come in right now.
Yeah, no problem. Come.
¿Está bien?
Okay, come.
I'm coming, but ¿estás bien? Me and mi viejo. Oh,
fuck!
Oh,
fuck.
Oh!
Ah!
don't have a flip-flop.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
I can't find my flip-flop, honey. Don't cry. I'll find it for you. Here it is.
Okay. Get him ready.
I'm in the room right now. I knocked on the door next to me. I wanted a pillow and these fucking guys right here, I don't know what they're doing.
What?
Seriously? Can you hear them, man?
Yeah.
I don't like that fucking shit they're doing in the room next to me. That's kind of fucking nasty, man.
Yeah. That's way too loud.
Huh? I cannot hear you, lady. Picking up.
What room are you in?
Ooh,
I'll get right up there.
Dude. Hi. Can we do
Hello?
A DNA test in the room there? We're doing a project to find our genealogies, but we gotta provide some sort of sample. So we figured we'd all meet up in the room and we'd contribute our DNA to the sample.
Oh, are you here now?
Yeah, I want to squirt the DNA.
Yeah, man, put the fucking DNA in the cup, man. Put it in there.
I'm working on it. I'm too shy. Is it right if I do it?
Hello, trying to figure out why you broke bitches don't have anyone at the front desk, please. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it hurt my throat.
Albany Super 8.
Hello? That guy in the room next to me, here he is, talking to him. Talk to him.
Hey, ma'am. He keeps knocking on my door, and I finally answered it. I thought it was my DoorDash guy. He keeps coming in here, like, I opened the door, and I thought maybe he's with you guys at the front desk. He keeps, like, flashing his wallet, like he's some type of identification. And I opened my door. He came in here, took my pillow, and now he won't give it back.
What room are you in?
I'm in 215, and he took two pillows so far. I have no pillows left.
These are my pillows, man. You're not taking my fucking pillows.
He's trying to claim that I came in his room and these pillows were his. He said he marked them somehow, like he knows these are his.
Lady, listen to me, lady. He took in my pillows. He took in my pillows, not me taking him.
Come on,
this is what I've been dealing with.
Wow, that's amazing. I can't believe you've actually been so patient with him. That's really good. How about I call the guest for you?
I just needed my pillows because I need to sleep. I need to fucking sleep, lady. He's taking the pillows and he bites the pillow, lady. Come on, man.
All right. Well, if you guys want, you can come down the office and I'll give you a brand new one. Don't cry. It's okay. I know you're probably tired.
My pillow.
He told me he hasn't slept. That's why I've been all right with him. So he said he hasn't slept for 72 hours, and you can tell he's got bags under his eyes and stuff. But he keeps, like I said, he keeps taking the pillow. If I don't have any pillows, I'm gonna be in rougher shape than he is.
Lady, right? Trying to eat some tacos with a little limon and a fucking lemon squirting my eye. I cannot fucking eat the pillow. I need my pillow, lady, please.
I'm destined. No, fuck this guy. I'm throwing him down the stairs.
All right. Don't throw him too hard. Oh, my God. Did you hurt him? Oh, no. I bet he won't take your pillows no more, though, huh? That doesn't sound like painful, Bone. That sounds more
Hey, man, come on, let me give you a
kiss. What the hell? What the heck?
Hey, man, come on, man. Let me give you a little kiss.
Come on, dude. There you go.
That sounds like a really bad porno. Oh, are you making out with that pillow now? Oh, you gotta get it all over it, baby. Yeah, just all dirty like. Just get rough and grindy.
Touch it!
I'm masturbating right now.
Touch it, masturbating. So my God. Get savage! Are you guys watching? Wow,
I'm fucking the pillow, lady. I'm fucking the pillow.
Are you thinking of me when you're fucking the pillow?
I'm fucking the pillow like you getting fucked by your boyfriend.
Well, I gotta have a boyfriend. Well, I'm glad to know these pillows are used for something besides sleeping and murdering people. Oh my goodness, sir.
Hey, lady, how about you go in the room and start touching yourself?
Well, I'm at the front desk. I can't really do that, but I mean, I have before, but not at the front desk.
Can you do it right now when there's no people? Just put your finger down your panties and just let me see that shit.
Where's your
come
lady
on,
at?
Come on, lady. My dick is 7 inches, uncircumcised. I have no.
Oh my.
I have my skin still. Come on, baby.
So you're Jewish, huh? No garbage.
No, I'm fucking Mexican from Mexico. I still have my skin. It looks like a torpedo coming right at you, baby.
Oh, it does not. OMG.
Come on, baby. Just touching yourself right now. Rubbing your nipple for me, please.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Salem Residence Inn by Marriott. This is Kumal. How can I assist you? Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, sir.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you for calling the Salem Residence Inn. How can I assist you?
Are you my new mom?
Say one more time.
Are you my new mom?
Thank you for taking Comfort Suites. This is Jules.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm up in my room right now, and I turned the coffee maker on, and I don't know if I put the right liquid in there. I got a cup.
Yeah.
I got the cup, and I got the water from the top of the toilet bowl, and my roommate, Joshua, he told me to do it. He said it tastes better than regular water, and my coffee tastes really weird.
Sorry,
I
didn't
know,
is that
what you're supposed to do? Are you supposed to do that, or are you supposed to, like, get from the cup, or are you supposed to, like, get from the faucet? Like, I'm genuinely confused.
Think either way would work.
Oh, so I can piss in the cup and drink it?
Yep, if that's what you like to do.
Hey, you want some? I'll bring you a cup.
I'm all good, but thank you.
It tastes like a kilo. It tastes yummy.
Thank you very much. Give me a call if you need something else.
Yeah, wait. Stupid.
Thank you for calling Salem Motel 6. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi,
hello?
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Well, this is Dwight. I'm in my room, and this stupid alarm keeps going off.
What alarm? Oh, your
the alarm, the smoke alarm. Yes.
Okay. So go ahead if you can. Just take the battery out of it for tonight, because we don't have a maintenance man here.
Okay.
Right now. They're gone.
I have a lot of marijuana that I have to smoke before morning when I fly back home because I can't take it on the plane.
What
That's
room are you in?
Weed.
I'm in 215. See, there it goes again. Like, every time I take a drag, like, it just
215?
Goes off.
215?
Yeah, why?
And you're smoking weed?
Yeah, I can't take it home with me because of the fucking TSA. They'll take it.
You cannot smoke in that room.
I can't let it go to waste, though, ma'am. That's the problem.
Are you
problem,
fucking kidding
man.
Me? Okay, so listen. If you smoke in that room, we can DNR you from every Motel 6 in the nation.
What does that mean? Do not resuscitate?
That means you will not rent out from any Motel 6.
Oh, fuck.
Anywhere.
Hang on. Where is the battery in this thing?
It's up inside. You need to just twist it off and take the battery out, and then outside and smoke it, and you better air it out because they're going to DNR you for that. That is
I don't
want to,
but the air quality outside isn't that great. That's why I'm doing it inside.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm high.
Okay, I'm not going to sit. Yeah, I know you are. So I'm going to go ahead and write you up now, and you guys won't be written out from any Motel 6. Thank you.
Have problems with that phone?
We should.
Thank you for calling Salem Motel 6. How can I help you? Hello.
Hi. Hey, hello. Hey, how's it going? I'm actually in room 215. This is 215. Uh-huh. Hey, there's a guy next door. I'm not sure. It sounds like he's smoking weed in his room, and it sounds like alarm's going off.
Okay, somebody from 215 just called.
Yeah, I know. I'm in 215, and this guy's next door, and he's blasting music, too. I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't know if you guys think this is a joke or what's going on.
Who are you talking about? You guys? I'm just trying to tell you there's a guy smoking weed in your hotel.
Okay, can you come up here to the front desk then and talk to me? Because
no, I don't
want
to come to the front desk because I just got woken up by the smell of Mary Jane. Okay, I'm a devout Christian and I don't
like
Mary Jane.
Okay, I think
Jane.
I'm
going to
send security over there. Is what I'm going to do. Okay.
No.
Can you help you?
Hi,
hello.
How you doing? Hi.
Good.
So, I was wondering about your Lund and your Gond. Can I see? Teach us the ways.
Best Western Premier, can you hold one moment?
One. Okay, I've held. Hello? What are you doing?
Hello, Best Western Mount Hood, and this is Christopher. How may I help you?
What's up, Chris? Listen, I need to talk to somebody. This motherfucker is standing by my room. I sell weed out of this room. What's this motherfucker doing next to me, man? I ain't trying to be no motherfucking bitch-ass wholesaler now. This guy's cutting in my prices.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, well, you need to ask him to move. Because this is my room. I rent this room. I own all the real estate out in front of this room and within a 3 fucking room radius.
What room are you in?
I'm in 215, and if this bitch ass doesn't move his ass to the first floor, then we're gonna have a problem.
215?
He keeps trying to push my profit margins down because he's offering discounts and shit.
There's someone by 215 and he says he needs him to move.
I sell weed at 215. I sell weed.
Okay, we'll see about getting him moved for you, okay?
I got clients coming in the next 15, 20 minutes. To buy this last half pound of weed I got in here. I got hoes coming through here later. This motherfucker is sitting here running all kinds of traffic past my room. I don't need that type of attention.
Just one moment. We'll fix this in just a moment, okay?
How long is it going to take? Because time is money.
Just a moment. Hold on.
I need answers.
I think you need to talk to him, because I can't talk to him.
I'm sorry, so what is going on, sir?
This is
who is you now? You sound all effeminate on the phone. I thought I was talking to a man. Now they got a woman on this line? I'll put you in a tube top and some hot pants. I'm up here in 215. I'm up here in 215. I'm at 215. And listen, there's this guy. He's loitering outside of my room. I sell weed out of 215. This motherfucker needs to move. I sell all the weed out of 215, 213, and 217. That's my range. You need to get the fuck away from my room.
I'm sorry, sir. So as long as they're not impeding into your room or being exceedingly loud, I can't do anything for you.
No. He ain't impeding my room. He's just bringing some unwanted attention to 215. He's over here talking about handing out samples. Like this motherfucker cutting into my profit margins. How you expect me I'm going to pay for this room if he's cutting my profit margins? I can't sell my weed out here free market and shit.
So
he's
going to
get the cops out here.
What's your name?
My phone number, I'm in room 215.
What's the name?
Last name is Johnson. The last name is Johnson. Possibly under Lysol. I don't know what ID I gave you.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we don't. This looks like we have your last name in here, so I don't know if you.
You talking about my government name or my street name? Which one is you looking for?
The one that would be on the room, sir.
I got like 15 different IDs, homeboy. I run multiple businesses out this room.
All right, then it'd be the one that you booked it with, then.
I don't. I'd come down with like 3 or 4, and you could check them. But this motherfucker needs to go.
Well, I don't have anyone in that room number anyhow, so I don't know.
In which room number?
The one you said.
I said 215.
Correct, and I don't have anyone in that room. And I don't have anyone with your last name. So
why don't you put your skinny woman fingers back on that computer and check again?
All right, so if you're going to speak like that, I'm just going to go ahead and hang up, get your phone number off my...
How men talk. This is how men talk to women. This is real talk.
Right, you're talking to the manager here, so I don't know what to tell you, man.
Listen, honey. I'll come over there and I'll put you in a tube top and some hot pants and smack your ass, put you on the corner. You keep talking to me like that.
All right, well, if you're not an actual guest, I want to hang up and I want to let you go.
Nobody disrespects Lysol like this.
Spray it.
I'll have Gil Mumbo come through there and run through you, homeboy.
Thank you.
I think I'm there too.